Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Shalom, brothers and sisters. And today we want to continue with this theme of deception. And if you missed part one, you can go to the YouTube channel Torah Life Ministries. If you're already watching this channel, you can see that in the playlist. But we want to talk about deception and how the enemy is very clever in deceiving people. He doesn't do it out of anger or do it in a way where it's going to be obvious. He often does it in a very subtle way. Think about when Yeshua was being tempted. He calmly asked some questions to Yeshua. The enemy said, if you want this, you can have this. And he tried to tempt Yeshua. And Yeshua was wise enough to use scripture, which, you know, we see, resist the enemy and he will flee, right? Yeshua knew scripture well enough not to let the temptation overtake him. But the point is, the deception of the enemy and the temptation that comes is not always done in a way where it's hard, anger, forceful thing. It's often a little sweet lies. And we need to be aware of what's happening out there today. So when it comes to what we believe and the spiritual message we believe, often the enemy has his tactic of making people disbelieve in the word of our Creator. Just like he did with Eve at the beginning. Did he really say that? And then he says to Eve, you know, this is, and then he tries to explain, you will be just as wise as him and you will know good and evil. So there are people out there that'll come along in a nice manner, like the enemy did, Satan did to Eve. You know, looking all nice, sounding all nice, very charismatic. Oh, did God's word really say that? You can't believe that, can you? We see the different spiritual messages out there today trying to pull us away from believing in the scriptures and what the scriptures say and the message of the Bible. And sometimes it is done in a hard, angry tone, but it's often done in a very subtle way. Some common statements today on the spiritual paths that are out there today. Somebody said, all religions basically teach the same thing. So you see these charismatic people on saying that. And somebody who doesn't have a good foundation in their faith will start to believe, well, maybe they are all the same. You know, then you see some people say, you know, in the end of the day, we're all worshiping the same God. And those of you that don't have enough knowledge, understanding the different deities of this world can fall for that. Another one is, there are many different paths to the same mountain. You know, so all of these things might sound nice, but they're not what the scriptures tell us. You know, some people say, look, different religions just use different names, but they all mean the same thing. Some will even use the name of Yahshua or Jesus and say, Jesus is my path, but someone else may have another path. So we need to question these things. They might sound good to us, but the important question we need to test everything with is to Scripture, specifically Yeshua. What did Yeshua actually teach when we hear people saying these things? So that's what we have to think about. If the words of Yeshua found in the Bible, not found in some other book, conflict in what you're hearing, now you have a choice who you want to choose. One of the biggest deceptions out there is people using the name of Yeshua or Jesus, saying he said this, but it's not in the Bible. Where did he say this? Oh, he said it in this book or that book. And I'm here to tell you all today, if he didn't say it in the scriptures, it's not him. All you need to focus on is what he said in the scriptures, not all this other stuff, because the deception out there today, people can tell you all these things. And then when the concepts don't go along with what he says or what he apparently says, then you know there's something wrong. So there's one particular teacher out there, for an example, that's out on YouTube teaching these New Age thoughts and ideas. And he says all religions are really pointing to the same truth, the same God. And he also says Jesus is God, but in the same sense that you and I and everyone else and everything in existence is God. And we're all manifesting God. See, all of these things are New Age deception that is not biblically founded. And, you know, it might sound good to somebody without knowledge of Scripture, but it's the enemy coming in a way where he's deceiving people. So we need to be careful about these type of messages and these things. You know, so can you follow Yeshua while believing every religion ultimately leads to the same God? The answer is no, you can't. Because that's the whole reason, or one of the main messages of Yeshua. Follow me, not follow everyone else. So let's look at what Yeshua said in the real scriptures, not the counterfeit scriptures. In the real scriptures, and by that I mean the Holy Bible that we've been reading for thousands of years, not these books that have been found at most 100 years ago, but many 10 years ago, that people say, well, this is the real writings of Yeshua. No. In John 14, verse 6, it says, Yeshua said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through me. He doesn't say, I found a way, or I know a way, or I'm one of the many ways. He says, I am the way. And he also says, no one comes to the Father except through me. So Yeshua didn't present himself as one road up the mountain of many different paths. He presented himself as the only way to get to the Father. If somebody says they follow Yeshua and others, doesn't sound right. It's one or the other. You can't pick and choose. You're either following exclusively Yeshua, and if you put him in with the others, then you're following the philosophy is something different than what the scriptures teach. And of all the questions to think about, look at Matthew 16, verses 13 to 16. Yeshua asked, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And then when this is asked, different answers are given. But who do you say that I am? And Peter says, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. The question isn't, do you like Yeshua or respect Yeshua or quote Yeshua? The question is, who is Yahshua to you? And different belief systems around the world will give different answers. And just to give you some of the examples, one will say Yeshua is Messiah and Son of God. Another will say Yeshua is a prophet, but not uniquely divine. And another will say Yeshua is enlightened, an enlightened spiritual teacher. And then you get the New Agers and people like this that might say a manifestation of divine consciousness or an example of Christ consciousness. Others will say Yeshua isn't necessary at all. And you have all these different viewpoints. But all these different beliefs don't become true because people holding them are sincere. We must understand what our true source of truth is. I personally choose to believe in the Holy Scriptures that were written thousands of years ago and had account and eyewitnesses to what was written. This is what I believe. I believe in the Scriptures. I believe in the Bible. Yes, there are different translations, but I do not believe it has been changed around or messed up or mixed up. It has everything I need to know of who to follow and how to receive salvation. And yes, a lot of these other belief systems around the world will give Yahshua a certain amount of authority in their lives in terms of him being a prophet or special gifted person or something like this. But Yeshua didn't ask, do you respect me? He says, I am the light of the world, and he who follows me will not walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life. Follow me. Not admire me or respect me. Follow me. And we look in the scriptures and we look at some of the examples. We take Peter, for example, in the scriptures. When Yeshua says, I am the only way in Acts 4, verse 12, it says, there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under the heaven that is given among the men by which we must be saved. No one else. No other name. Does that sound like Peter believed all the religions eventually reached the same God? No, it doesn't. And all the people that understood this when they met Yeshua, they immediately dropped that stinking thinking and they all went in the right path of choosing to follow one Elohim. If all religions lead to the same path, to the same God, what and why the Great Commission in Matthew 28, verses 19 to 20, go and make disciples of all nations. You know, the nations already had their belief systems. They already had their gods with a lowercase g in their temples and their spiritual teachers. All of their religious traditions. But Yeshua said, go and let them know about me. Go and tell the world about me. If all paths lead to the same place, why? Why aren't they okay? Why do they need to know about you? Think about that. Think about Acts and Peter preaching, and Stephen dying proclaiming the truth, and Paul traveled from city to city, and believers were persecuted, and the apostles risked their lives. Why? Because they believed. The world needs Yahshua. If everyone already had another legitimate path to our Creator, much of the book of Acts becomes difficult to explain. And there are many people out there that the enemy will use to keep people away from scripture, to keep people away from believing in Yeshua as the only way. In Acts 17:22, Paul says to the Athens, but you men of Athens, I perceive that you are very religious in all things. He doesn't mock them. He recognizes their spirituality, but he doesn't say, your gods are simply different versions of Yahweh. No, in Acts 17:23, what therefore you worship in ignorance, this I announce to you. Sincerely and spiritually, don't automatically equal truth. We must understand there are people that will come up to us and there are people out there that are teaching online that seem sincere. They believe they're teaching truth. But because of their lack of knowledge and their lackness of faith, they end up being used by the enemy to take people away from the one and only way to receive salvation. You know, when I talk to somebody and I want to know where they stand, there's some simple questions I ask and think. Do you believe in creation or evolution? Do you believe in the Bible as the word of God and Yeshua as the only way to Messiah or not? And if anyone gives me any answer other than the answer that can be, I know they're on a different understanding, a different way. And I don't condemn them and I don't, you know, talk bad about them. My goal isn't to win a conversation with them. My goal is to help them to see what I've been shown. To help them to see the truth about Yeshua and who he says he is. And we look at the different types of thoughts in the world today. We have a creator and we have creation. The creator versus creation. See that? Acts 17, 24 to 25 says, the Elohim, the God who made the world and all things in it. Creator does not equal creation. God made the universe. Therefore, the universe isn't God. You understand when people say this? Oh, the universe and all the New Age talk and all this other stuff. God gave us life. Yah breathed it into us. Therefore, we aren't him. We come from Elohim. Depend on Elohim. Hear Elohim's image. And hear Elohim's image. But we are not Elohim. A lot of the New Agers around the world today and deceivers around the world today say, oh, we're one and we are Him and we are an extension of Him and all this other stuff that is so deceptive in the way they say these things. Just like the enemy did in the garden. Oh, did he really say that? You have all the power he has as well. You know, when people say, oh, we can all manifest him in our lives. Now let's see what Genesis 1:27 says. It says, Yahweh created man in his own image. Scripture says, the image of Yahweh, not what, not we are Elohim. We are Yahweh. He says we are the image of Yahweh. And there's a difference. So when people come around saying, oh, we're all God and God's part of all of us, no. The image of God is what he calls us, not God itself. A mirror can reflect your image. The mirror isn't you. Humanity reflects something about our creator without becoming the creator. And we have to understand this and be aware of these things, because when people are teaching these things, if we don't know this, we're deceived. And that's why I'm doing this teaching, so people come to know this truth. In Acts 17:30, Paul called the religious people to repent. Now, repent doesn't mean crying. It means, no, changing your mind and your thinking. So your actions will change after that. Acts 17:30 says, but now he commands that all people everywhere should repent to change their thinking. Why would Paul call them to repent if their belief system and their religion already provided another road to the same Elohim? Paul doesn't affirm every spiritual path. He calls people from ignorance to truth. And that's what we are to do as believers today. In Acts 17:31, Yahweh has appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness and has given assurance in that he has raised him from the dead. Paul's message preached repentance, judgment, Yahshua, and resurrection, not what they're saying out there today. Oh, continue on whatever spiritual path works for you. That's the deception. Think about the gentleness and charismatic way that the enemy would have approached Eve in the garden. And think about how you're being approached today, whether it's through the internet or people that he's using in your life to just take you away from focusing on Yahweh. Understand this. Everyone that says God or even Jesus does not mean the same thing. You know, let me give you an example. God created the universe versus God is the universe. Same word, God. Some people want to say Yahweh. Yahweh created the universe versus Yahweh is the universe. You know, they use the name of God to try to confuse you and deceive you. There's a completely different definition there. Yeshua uniquely came from Yahweh versus everyone is a manifestation of Yahweh and just like Yeshua. You understand the difference? It's not the same. It's a completely different view of the situation. And this is what the people are being deceived by. And they feel good by it because it pleases their flesh. Just because something used the name of Yahweh or even scripture doesn't mean it's scriptural from the, at least from the scriptures that I read and people died for to get in my hands. And Yeshua corrected false worship. He didn't go along with it. He wasn't in agreement with it. In John 4:22, Yeshua tells a Samaritan woman, you worship that which you don't know. We worship which we know. So he's telling this lady, you worship something you don't even know. And then in John 4:23, he says, the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. Spirit and truth. being spiritual isn't enough. When I ask these deceivers and non-believers of the Bible and Scripture, do you believe in Yeshua? They say, well, I'm spiritual. Being spiritual is not the completion. It's spiritual and truth. In spirit and truth. The truth matters. You must do it in both areas. And some people say, well, how do you know that's the truth? Because Yeshua said it. That's how I know. That's how I know. You know, people say, well, but I love everything, and God is love. No, I can love all people of this world. I can love all different religions and paths of this world. In fact, we should. We should be kind to everyone and loving to everyone. But that doesn't make truth prevail. Loving everyone isn't coming to an agreement with what Yeshua says. It goes beyond that. Spirit and truth. Love and truth. We must understand the fullness of this. Yeshua was grace and truth. In John 1:14 it says, he was full of grace and truth. Grace plus truth. Not grace without truth. Not truth without grace. He called people to do one thing. He went to people that were looking for a Messiah, who were waiting for a Messiah, but here was the Messiah standing in front of them. And he told them in Mark 1:15, repent. Remember, repent means to change your thinking. So your actions change and believe in the good news. I am the good news. I'm right here. He didn't teach everyone's already spiritually fine. He calls humanity to turn, to change, to believe in him, the one way to get to the Father. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of Yahweh. That's what it says in the Scriptures. In a very humble statement, we all sinned and fall short of the glory. We need a Savior, and we have Yahshua. Now the New Age deceivers out there think it, say it very different. They say, oh, the awakening and the consciousness and ego and discovering divine identity and all this New Age stuff. We need to be aware of this. People are led astray by things like this. We don't need information. We need redemption. You see, Scripture talks about sin, which is transgression of the Torah, which is the Bible that we have in our hands, that we use. And the question to ask or think about when we encounter a red flag. Why did Yeshua die? 1 Corinthians says Yeshua died for our sins according to the Scriptures. Not just to demonstrate love, not to show enlightenment or to demonstrate Christ consciousness. No. It says according to the Scriptures, he died for our sins. One of the things we need to understand, and one of the ways you, if you don't have this information, I see these New Agers walking around, and I see their messages, and I see people being deceived. What is the gospel? This was one of the questions I was presented with as a young believer, and it's something that every believer should know and feel confident in. If you want to stay strong and committed spiritually to the truth. 1 Corinthians 15 verses 3 and 4 says, Yeshua, Messiah, died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried and that raised on the third day according to the Scriptures. The gospel is this. We are sinners. We have a Savior in Yeshua who went to the cross and was buried for 3 days and then resurrected. And through repentance and faith, we have a new life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You understand? Loving our Creator and loving our neighbor doesn't replace Yahshua. He is the final piece, the missing piece. There are many people connecting the spiritual path with, as long as I love God and love the neighbor, I'm following the universal code of life, and that's what it takes. Yes, scripture says, Matthew 22, 37, 39, love Yahweh and love your neighbor. But we have to understand, when you leave Yahshua out of that, you're missing it. You're incomplete. You don't have it all. Any moral person in this world wants to love, love, and love. But love and truth. The commandment to love God and love your neighbor, they don't cancel out Yeshua's statement that no one comes to the Father except through me. This is why we need Yahshua. Yes. Good works are a way we want to live our life. But Ephesians says it quite well. Ephesians 2, 8 and 10 says it very well. For by grace you have been saved through faith. Then, created in Yeshua Messiah for good works. Remember, the Creator has an order. The Bible has an order and a pattern. And the enemy tries to take that order apart and switch it around. The order, as we see according here to Ephesians, grace, salvation, and good works. Not good works earning salvation. See how the enemy takes that. The order, yes, obedience matters. Yes, good works matters. And love matters. But nothing replaces Yahshua. That's what we have to understand. That's why we have him. Acts 26:9, Paul says, I myself most certainly thought that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus the Nazarene. Paul sincerely thought he was right when Yeshua confronted him. We must wake up and understand. There's a scripture that says there's a way before each person that seems right but ends in death. Thank you for listening to this message. We have to stop now because of the timing of this radio station. But you can see the rest of this video on our YouTube channel, Torah Life Ministries. And you can see all the information we have there on this topic, as we have a part one and a part two. We appreciate being on this radio station, and I thank you for your financial support so we could stay on this station. You can donate at our website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. Thank you. Have a blessed day. Come
out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support.
So you're pregnant, and suddenly your whole life changed. You want to be joyful, but you're also afraid and anxious. How do you deal with this? Where do you go for help? CareNet Pregnancy Services of the Treasure Coast is here for you. We give compassionate counsel, helpful education and referrals so that you can make the best decision. There is no charge for our confidential services, and we will ensure that you enjoy security and strong support from the CareNet family. Reach out to us today at 772-828-3168.
The views and opinions of programmers heard on WCNO are the responsibility of the participants and producers of the program, and may not reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of WCNO.